time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Beth's here too.
I'm eating chips.
Beth's eating chips. Welcome to this special edition of the Huckabug. I am Stenny.
I'm Bet. I'm also drinking beer.
We're Bet and Stenny.
Maybe I should cut that out.
Bet's got her mouth full, so I guess I'll be handling the intro. This episode of the Huckabug is a special DVD commentary. So you are going to need, listeners, your DVD of Shaun of the Dead. And we'll count it down. We're about to start the movie any second here. If you don't have the DVD of Shaun of the Dead, pause this and go get your DVD of Shaun of the Dead. Go buy one. Or go grab it from your video store. Whichever.
Or borrow it from a friend, but please be sure to take it back.
Be sure to bring it back, because there's nothing that's going to piss your friend off more than if you wander off with his or her copy of Shaun of the Dead. All right, so has everybody got their DVDs? Have you all got your chips? Beth has her chips. Do the rest of you have your chips?
Get a snack, get a drink.
All right, get your DVD onto the main menu where it says today's menu, play movie, extras, options.
Is that too loud for you, dear?
I can't hear it, so no.
Oh, okay. Well,
is mine too loud for you?
I can't hear it.
Perfect. Oh, I did just hear a little bit of yours going. All right, everybody. Here we go. We're going to count down. We're going to do 3, 2, 1, go. And on go is when you push your... Bet, are you ready for this? I remember we had trouble with this the last time we did it.
I think I'm ready.
You're just going to select play movie.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, my.
Yes. Gory.
This picture has been rated R.
By the Motion Picture Association of America.
It's a universal picture.
Just like the old Frankenstein movies and stuff. Those were all the best horror films were always at Universal.
No, I didn't know that.
Back in the old days, yeah.
Figured they'd be RKOs.
RKO was not famous for its horror films, but I can't tell you what it is famous for. Studio
it's famous for that little.
Another logo.
Working title. That's George Harrison's. Ah, great song. That be the Specials. And it quit.
Yep. It's in the background still.
Oh, yeah.
There's Simon Pegg. Sean.
Kind of got the breakfast stare there.
Well, you'll notice a lot of people look like zombies a lot of times in this movie.
This is true. Now, who is she?
That's Kate Ashfield as Liz.
And
there's Nick Frost.
This is Patrick's best friend in the movies. He cast the movie of his life.
There's some story about why he's got that little patch of hair missing behind his ear, but I don't know what that story is. Oh, I thought we might come up with a drinking game for this movie while we were watching it.
Oh, okay.
And one of the drinks I thought would be for the exacerbate joke.
Oh, okay.
Because they do that a couple of times. And there's Dylan Moran and Lucy Davis as Dabs and Die.
How about a drink for anything really politically incorrect that Nick says?
Yeah, Nick is kind of the only one who does say those things.
Yes.
Well, Dylan Moran apparently pronounces his name Morin. Last name, Morin.
Oh, does he, in fact?
Dylan Morin, yes.
Dylan Morin.
Irish. I love Lucy Davis in this movie. Look at her costume. She's perfect.
The hat's very nice.
The little Georgie girl hat.
See, Nick's crunching. I mean, Sean.
Yeah, Sean's crunching. It's okay if you do. There's no rules. We're allowed to crunch. Trivia.
Yes.
Supposedly, they say the F word 77 times in this movie.
I think it's a little under.
Well, there's that one scene that's
completely different when you're British.
There's that one scene with Pete where they say it at least 30 times, it seems like. Pete the flatmate. When they're keeping him up at night playing.
Yes.
Electro records. Hip hop. Oh, you're just a tad ahead of me.
Oh, am I?
That's okay.
Speed it up there, Stenny, you're lagging.
That's alright. I love this opening title's credit. And all of these people turn out to be zombies later. Spoiler! She's the one in the yard. That's the one in the yard.
Oh, she is the woman in the yard!
That's right, yeah. That guy, the third guy in, I'm sorry.
Of course, they're already zombies, you see.
Yes, exactly. I love those guys. Those guys are my favorite guys.
I might walk in the opposite direction if I saw them coming.
I think I would. There's the footballer.
Football boy.
Yep. He's a zombie later.
I love the line that he's more zombie-ish. The two scenes, the one of him going to work the first time.
Yeah.
And then the one of him going to work.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in this movie. There's a lot of that kind of repetition. Even this scene is mirrored at the end, too, where he walks out.
Yeah.
And, poor Sean.
He's just a schlub.
I know. There's Pete Serafinowicz. I follow him on Twitter.
Really?
He's very funny. Lots of good one-liners.
Has he done anything else?
He's done lots of things. Actually, he was the voice of Darth Maul in one of the... one of those new Star Wars movies that I didn't go see. Well, he's been in lots
sorry,
of stuff.
Pete.
Yeah, sorry, Pete. Oh, I like him. I don't like him that much. Clunk. Pete's kind of a dick. Fuck-a-doodle-doo. So, Nick, I did a little research last night so that we would have things to say so we weren't sitting here in total silence watching the movie.
Yes.
Nick's apparently playing a game on the PlayStation called Time Splitters 2. And part of the objective of the game is to kill a bunch of zombies, so... He's got practice.
He's
got a lot of
practice.
Game. That's right. He's going to start living it.
He really does have the look of a, third grade.
Oh, good drink, another good drink for this game. One drink every time you see somebody who was in the TV show Spaced.
Yes. Which I'm sorry. You could use that as a drink.
Oh yeah, the fart joke. I think they only use it twice.
Oh, I thought they used it another time.
In the middle sometime? I know they use it at the end.
They use it at the end.
Uh-oh. Foreshadowing.
Bye.
Okay, here we go. Foreshadowing. He just told the kid he's dead. He's not yet, but he will be next time you see him.
Good going, Sean.
Well, I threw it all over the ground. I will see all of these people later, too. The jogger.
Nice mopeds.
Oh, look at those. Those are cute. There's all one camera move here. Some good headlines too on the newspapers here coming up. Havoc, mutilated remains, super flu. That guy behind them? That guy behind him? That's the one-armed zombie.
Oh.
Pretty much everybody you see in the background in this movie, you're going to see him again later as a zombie. Spoiler.
Yep.
I'm assuming you've seen the movie before if you're watching it with our commentary.
If you haven't, just go with it.
I'm having a chip, too. You're not the only one who can have a chip. Oh, that guy there. Noel, the tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's Rafe Spall. That's Timothy Spall's son.
Really?
Yeah. Timothy Spall, for our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with him, well, his most famous role probably was Peter Pettigrew in Harry Potter, but he was in a bunch of Mike Leigh films as well. He was in Secrets and Lies.
He was in All or Nothing, and if God damn, he should have won an Oscar for that.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I just watched the Mike Leigh film over the weekend. And I kept expecting him to show up in just a bit for it, and he didn't.
Mm.
He was also in Enchanted.
Oh, yeah, he was. I forgot he was in Enchanted. Another thing I read was that everybody who tells Sean that he's got red on him dies, but then pretty much everybody in the movie
dies. There's a drink, too. You got red on you.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that, you're right. You got red on you, that's a drink.
You need to keep score on these. And
I know, we should be writing them down.
Yeah, you can post them for when they watch this.
That's what I was thinking, was I would post the drinking game with the episode. Oh, here we go.
Ah! Phil!
This is a great entrance. Whoosh! It's amazing. The great Bill Nye.
Drink.
Army trucks going by. Oh, lots of these surprise things here. Our commentary is not very interesting so far, Bet.
Well, you know, this is very different for me from the in-laws because I know the entire script of the in-laws.
Yeah.
I'm actually watching this.
I know.
This is only my fourth time, I think.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Bye.
Choom. Uh oh, man running terrified. It's a wonderful man. Oh, ominous. The pigeon guy. This is pretty freaky.
It's Ozzy Osbourne. Oh.
Oh. It was a dream.
A mirage. A palindrome.
It's not a palindrome. They're all zombies.
What?
Traffic jam. Little traffic jam.
Damn, this traffic jam.
Ah, whoosh.
Oh. Oh, boy.
That's
the scene. There's the scene, you know the scene I'm talking about.
Yeah, we'll call it the scene.
Yeah, we'll call it the scene, but you know the scene I mean. Oh.
That's Jessica Stevens from Spaced. That's a drink.
See, did I tell you I never watched Spaced?
Yeah.
I think I inadvertently taped over it because I saw the first episode and I never watched any of the rest of it.
BBC America showed them all out of order when they showed them.
Oh, well, that's no good.
Which was pissed me off.
I'm going to belch.
Uh-oh. I can't cut it.
I know.
All right, listeners, here it comes.
It's like a pajama party with your friends. You just got to put up with it.
That's right. You listen to us crunch. Hello. Bye. Well, here, let me see if I can pull up another
piece of trivia.
Another little piece of trivia for us here.
No, bye on that one.
Yeah. Oh, just gotta give her the mum flowers now. David is such a prick. He really is.
You're not coming in.
He's all trying to be Liz's protector. Oh, this is copied later, too.
Yes, it is.
The music in this movie is wonderful. Who did it, I wonder? I'm going to look it up. Original music by Dan Mudford and Pete Woodhead.
Fun fellows they are, I'm sure.
David is a twat, though. I think... They never talk about it in this movie, but I think Diane carries a little torch for Sean, actually. I think she was probably devastated to learn that he called her a failed actress.
Failed actress. But he didn't.
Yeah, he says he didn't. But David is just loving
he
this.
He is just loving every minute of this.
I love that he calls him Four Eyes and he doesn't even have his glasses on.
She knows.
She knows. All will be revealed later in the film. God, I wish I'd gotten some beer.
Mine's two-thirds gone.
I have some wine. This is not really a wine movie. I was telling Bette earlier.
Oh, this is a pint movie.
This is a Newcastle brown ale film. And I'll polish off the wine. Break up.
Oh, don't have so many ambitions.
Yeah, come on.
That's what he's thinking. Could be worse.
Could be worse. Oh. Back to the Winchester. When all else goes, when all else fails. There's a little foreshadowing as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the kissing couple. And he throws away Mum's flowers. But she'll find them. Poor Sean. He's so sad. Yeah, just the cheesiest crap. Quick bet, favorite song by Chicago?
Probably Saturday in the Park.
That's a good choice.
Oh, but I always did like the song Dialogue. Do you know the song Dialogue?
I don't know Dialogue.
It ends with, we can make it happen, we can make it happen, yeah.
I know that one.
It's a nice song.
I like 25 or 6 to 4.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Exactly. Big horns. I like horns.
Well, there was your band then. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Chicago.
Yeah. I like Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Earth, Wind, and Fire had good horn section.
They had good horns.
That's right.
They had groovy horns. Hi, Milo. What you doing, boy? What you doing, boy?
There's some foreshadowing here, too. He says he's always surrounded by women. And the next time we see Snake Hips, he's surrounded by women, but they're devouring him. That's disgusting. And that joke about dogs not being able to look up, apparently Nick Frost really believes that's true.
You mean without moving their heads?
I don't know. That should be a drink, too, the joke about dogs not being able to look up and the gun over the bar being loaded. That's recurring as well. Oh, eerie.
Dun, dun.
Now they're singing White Lines by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. There's the couple making out again. Except this time they're not really making out. Ew! Sign said, please leave quietly,
strange
boys.
I think that's why they showed the sign.
Yes, I'm sure.
Strange that would be their music of choice.
hip-hop?
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, what they're listening to in the house and all that.
What a tit. There we go. Yeah. Big scene with the F-word coming up. No, look out! It's a good thing we didn't decide that the F-word should be a drink.
Well, that was only 8 so far.
I think there's more coming. More foreshadowing. You want to live like an animal, go and live in the shed? Uh-oh. More foreshadowing.
Yes, you're right.
Next time I see him.
Actually, I only counted 12.
Leaving the... Oh, well, it seemed like more. I like this scene, too. He makes a list. He makes his list of what he's going to do tomorrow. And then he ends up doing those things. Go around mom's, get Liz back, sort life out. Also, this transition I like. That. Daylight.
Go around mom's.
Corner O. Corner O. Here we go. Going again for the second time. I think we just saw just the football on the street there, the soccer ball. But when we come back, I think we see the kid later. Streets are eerily empty.
Newly washed car, not good.
Hole in the... Obviously. The running guy comes by again, though.
Hi, Milo. Come on.
There he goes. Running guy.
Come on.
There we go.
Hey, Milo. Milo watching the movie with us?
And he says hi. No, he's watching my potato chips.
This is good, too. I like this little move here.
Handprints.
The handprints. What? Diet. Better get a Diet Coke. That little slip.
Since he doesn't go to the gym.
Yeah. Doesn't go to the gym, so he'll get a Diet Coke. No newspapers today. There's Nelson the zombie in the background. By the way, if you guys get bored with this commentary, I can't imagine that you
there's
would.
Much,
but if
there's
you did,
much better around the corner.
Two very good commentaries on here. One with Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright.
Oh, Nutty Buddy.
And one with the Cash. Yeah, that's what a cornetto is. Although, from what I have read, cornettos are a lot better than Nutty Buddies.
Oh, really?
That's what I've read. there's a homeless guy again. No dog this time.
No dog. No dog.
Oh, there it is. There's just a soccer ball in the corner there. Oh, I love this. There's a girl in the garden, in the garden there's a girl.
Oh!
Panic on the streets of London. That's all very clever, too, if you run all of that together. It's one big sentence. Serious attacks on people who are said to be eaten alive. There's a girl in the garden. Ooh. Sean's shirt is so clean compared to what it's going to look like at the end of the movie.
Hello.
Hello.
Does his shirt say? Oh, I got wood. Some very good zombie in there.
Yeah,
she's good.
Yeah. I don't know much about zombie acting, but that's some pretty good zombie acting right there. I know what I like. Uh-oh, look out. She's gonna get you, John. Oh, look out. Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Oops.
You see the top there is a little CGI'd. And when she gets up off the top of it... Yeah, that's a good sound. Yeah. And that's pretty cool.
That's a good
You gotta thing. Admit that's pretty cool.
Push it out of his hand. I'd like to see a picture of that.
Yeah, I know. Come on. You gotta get pictures of that. Oh, no. Zombie man.
That's a yes.
Don't worry, they'll get in through the front door, which you guys have left open again. Have a sit down. So that guy's a real newsreader for BBC.
Oh,
apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, all the people that are on the television are like real newsreader type. There, here comes the one-armed zombie. Wandered in the front door because they left it open.
He's got normal.
Comes with quite a few locks, that front door, I guess. Fuck the man. That's the moral of the movie, maybe. Fuck the man.
Fuck the man.
I don't know what the moral of... Can you imagine, like, Walter Cronkite doing that?
Yeah, just
removing the head.
Remove the head or destroy the brain.
Or destroy the brain. These are not very good weapons at all. Like a cookie jar.
A toaster, that's not bad.
Toaster's not bad.
Not, wasn't that good.
Didn't do much. What a little salt and pepper shaker. The basket's the worst of all, especially since they missed. You know, their aim's not very good. And it doesn't improve very much throughout the movie.
That's the thing I never heard about.
Ooh.
Oh, I love
that they have so much time to run inside and get his record collected, because they've barely moved. Mike would be like this. Mike would be like Sean.
Mike would be eaten, yeah.
Yeah, Mike would rather let the zombie kill him than throw his Prince album at the guy.
He went to Liz to have Chardet.
Yeah, of course. That's so Liz. Oh. Good weapons in here.
Ah ha ha ha.
Including the ubiquitous cricket bat. I don't know why Nick ever gets rid of the shovel. Let's start seeing a few blood spatters
there. Yeah, I was
going
to say, you need to see more blood spatter.
Yeah, there's a little bit. Cornetto of the Just.
Yeah.
Cornetto of Victory. Oh, you've got red on you. That's a drink. Oh.
Pete. Oh, Pete.
Pete's been bitten.
Good thing.
Well, get Liz back. Uh-oh. Gotta go around Mum's first. Can't go get Liz back. Gotta go around Mum's first. They bit your father.
The most brilliant sequences in film.
Yes.
Worthy of Tarantino.
Oh, yeah, this is it. This is coming up. This is your favorite bit.
They were biting a bit jammy and
they were a bit,
little bit clangy.
Philip's been bitten. Coming to get you, Barbara.
No. Has she been bitten? No, but Phil has. Oh, okay.
We're going to have to kill my stepdad.
Oh, nice. He shoveled this.
Yeah. Here we go. Plan one. Bonk.
I love how Mum's
I know,
happy.
She's so happy. They skip over this. Look at her skipping. I am a genius. She's drinking out of the I am a genius mug. Alright. Gay. To Nick, not Nick, Ed. Nick is the actor. Mr. Ed is
gay. You know, I don't know that I ever knew what his name was.
It's Ed in the movie, and Nick Frost is the actor. Bulk. She's so happy. Cool. This time, just the cool mug. What with the windows being all bashed out? Ah, the Winchester.
Yeah, boy. I say that to Milo all the time. Yeah, boy.
Screw the man. Oh, yeah, they're not saying the Z word.
They sound like bees.
Nope, look out. More repetition. Throwing away his old life. Oh no, it's Pete.
Very Hitchcockian.
Very. Although apparently they stole that from some other movie, and I don't know which movie it is. Pete's pretty built. Even for a zombie. Yeah. Oh no. Look, his hand's all infected. Join Us is a reference to a movie too, and I don't know which one. I don't watch a lot of horror movies, but it's something. Somebody out there will know.
There he is.
Told you were dead. I don't know why I didn't just hit him. Clunk.
Yeah, the windshield wiper, so.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice placement of the fence there as Pete opens the door.
Yep. Handy. I love that. The person coming to life inside the body bag. That's awesome.
Nice leg. That's my brother-in-law.
Oh my god, yeah, that happened to your brother-in-law, didn't it? Yeah. Shit. Are you all right? Yeah, let's go. Oh, that's that guy.
It was who?
It was the guy from the garden, wasn't it?
No. He was much bigger than that.
Oh, all right. He was bloodier, wasn't he? Oh, the jaguar. What is it about jaguars? Why do people like them?
I don't know. I see nothing appealing about the Jaguar.
Me either.
Including the commercial that used the Sting song.
Especially the commercial that used the Sting song.
We ain't so speed. We ain't so speed.
Nice little pratfall
there.
I love
pickles.
Pickle! Oh, another fun fact.
Yeah, bread on.
Another fun fact. Edgar Wright's mom calls him Pickle. That's why they use
him. Oh.
Wright, the writer, director. Co-writer and director. There's loads of really good features on this DVD, everybody. Much better than this lame commentary we're currently doing. Bette, have you watched the flip chart of the movie?
I've watched nothing but the movie.
Oh my god, there's so many good features on the DVD. You gotta check them out. They're really good. The flip chart's awesome. The flip chart was kind of like their outline of the script before they had started writing it, and they filmed themselves like just after they had completed the flip chart in 2001. The movie came out in 2004. So they go through the whole thing in front of a camera, and they're asking the camera whether or not it made it into the movie. Remember that part, or maybe we didn't use that part. I ran it under a cold tap. He's so wonderful.
Oh, this has one of the great.
Oh yeah, this is his great classic line coming up. She's not having that.
Sorry. Made it up. Shouldn't have done.
Should have said it. At this point, he's like, I didn't kill him. I couldn't do it. Pranged it. Out.
The Dancing Boys.
Yep, it is. There's the Dancing Boys from the credits of the movie. Oh man, that's nasty. I just did the seat. Philip doesn't like this music. A tissue.
Yeah. Pick up, Liz.
Yep. The child locks are on. Oh, he's going out the top. I don't remember that. Oh, this is good too. I like this. One, two, three. Nice ones. And here's a little bit of repetition from the previous evening.
This is his hair.
He's got red on him. Hello. Oh no. Wow, see, today he has the strength to come up.
Oh. Well, superhuman,
little,
you know.
Little extra adrenaline.
Circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, darn. I'm through my beer.
Oh, no.
I have a backup. Not beer. What was that?
It's my wine bottle. I'm out, too. There wasn't very much in it. Oh, exacerbate. That's a drink. See, I told you she's into him. She likes anybody who takes charge. I think that's what it is. After being with that prick. Winchester. Did you call him Flash?
She did say Flash.
What did she say?
Completely missed it.
Of course. Uh-oh.
More hats.
I love Lucy Davis's hat. It's perfect for her.
She's got the Patty Hearst thing going on.
Yeah. What's she got there? A bit of wood? A log? Something? Look at David's fucking useless with his umbrella.
Here we go.
Is Beth's favorite line. It's a little crowded in the Jag. Hello.
Oh, nice dragging of the foot by that one zombie. Z-word.
Yeah. All of the zombies... Oh, here's another little interesting fact I can throw out there. The zombies were all recruited from a Spaced fan website. All fans of the show Spaced, and they were all paid £1 a day.
Oh.
And then, of course, they had the joy of... being in Shaun of the Dead as a zombie, that's pretty cool. Drink! Oh, it's a very moving scene. In the middle of this. More good music. Aww. You should have said this a long time ago. Things could have been different. Uh-oh. Ooh. Not for long. Ah! And they can't get out because the child locks are on. Ed is useless, too.
He is completely.
He really is. He's almost worse than David. Uh-oh. Another one-armed zombie.
What'd they do with their arms to get them pulled off?
Well, the one-armed, the guy that they fought in the living room, that guy's, uh-huh. That guy really only has one arm.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah. He's a one-arm amputee and he does stunts. That's a pretty good joke, too.
Oh, this another great scene.
Yep. Oh, yeah, classic here.
That's wonderful.
Well, they meet up, and the people that they meet up with are all, there's a woman from Black's Books, which Dylan Morin was in. There's Snake Hips.
Oh, yeah.
Me, surrounded by women.
Women.
Of course, Martin Freeman from The Office, Lucy Davis's co-star,
yeah.
And a woman from Black's Books was co-stars with Dylan Morin, and somebody else from Spaced, and then the guy at the end is the other half is one half of Little Britain. You'll see them in just one moment.
Here we go.
Right now. Nah. This is great. This is sort of a slightly more successful version of Sean and his crew. Mark and Maggie,
oh, yeah,
like David and Diane.
Britain.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever noticed that.
Good luck. Good luck. Matching caps. Classic. I used to take shortcuts coming home from school. Did you used to do that? Cut through people's yards on the way home from school?
Well, I took a bus.
Oh. You should not have lost sight of the group. Lots of good zombie weapons there.
Yeah.
Which they're going to need. Boy, oi, oi, oi.
Oof.
Oh, my. Look at them all just stand there. I love that the girls spring into the action.
Action, the guys just stand there like...
Guys just stand there. I think...
Well, one's scared, one's lazy.
Yeah, Ed is... He's texting, I think.
He looks like Colin Mockery.
He does look like Colin Mockery. Oh, is...
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Boink. See, the girls know what to do.
Bleh. Yes!
She loves him. Oh, look at that look. She's got something to hide. It's like the extras in a Michael Jackson video. All surrounding the Winchester.
Leather jacket. That's the leather jacket of a twat. Right,
it
there.
Is. That's fake leather.
With the rugby shirt.
Captain Wow. Here we go. Everybody gets to play to their talents at least once. The failed actress is now going to teach us how to be zombies. Like a drunk who's lost a bet.
Leah sucks, okay.
She's not very good. Much better.
Marlon Brando.
It's the Marlon Brando of zombies. Here they come.
Look at Nick.
I know. He looks like a drunk zombie. Now David's not even trying. Now there's one zombie in here who's got a little bike messenger hat on. And he's from Spaced also. His name on Spaced was Tires. He was a bike messenger. He's sort of the zombie version. Let's see if you can see him. He's got a little yellow hat.
Twins!
Ooh, wheelchair zombie. There he is in the back. Very far
oh,
back.
Yes.
There he is. Tires. Tires the zombie. They're not fooling anyone. You know, the failed actress is not particularly good at the zombie
She's
walk.
Horrible.
She's not good at all. I guess it's a little scary. Supposedly Chris Martin from Coldplay is in here someplace, too.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I don't know that I'd recognize him even if I saw him.
In this scene?
Yeah. He's supposed to be okay. Over by the, he's supposed to be over by the...
Oh, I think
box.
I may have just seen him.
Oh, I think I did, too. The big bunch of sort of red hair.
Yeah.
On the other end of this phone conversation is Tim Spall's son. He's trying to score some weed.
Oh,
fuck fucking off. This is exactly what Pete told him. He's got to cut him loose. I like the wheelchair zombie. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Such an idiot.
Idiot.
Do the right thing.
God,
homage
yeah.
as well.
It's a little do the right thing homage. Look at him pitting out. Look at the armpits of that shirt. That's nasty. His armpits are black. Okay, another thing to check out on the DVD. There's a section called Plot Holes, which are narrated by the characters and done in sort of comic book style. And one of them is what happens to Sean when he runs off with the zombies and they all chase him. It just sort of explains where he went and how he outfoxed them. And look, there's Mum's flowers. I think they're for me. By the way, if I may make a quick endorsement.
Yes. Drink at the Winchester.
Oh. No. This weekend I went to Target and I got blue corn tortilla chips and pineapple peach salsa. It's wonderful. All right, look what happens to David now when Sean's not there. He tries to take over and he's absolutely horrible. He ends up fighting with everybody. He's such a prick. Because his mother's there, David, you asshole. Barbara's not even paying attention. Well, she is losing a lot of blood. Look at him, what a dick! Ta-da! Our hero's back. Captain Wow.
Kind of a league of their own homage there.
Yeah.
The chips.
She's so in love with him.
Thank you.
I hope everybody's enjoying our commentary.
we're just
sitting here in
watching
silence.
The movie just like we are.
We're just, yeah. I hope you guys are enjoying the movie.
When we talk, they're saying, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. We can't hear the movie, they're saying. Oh, he won't do Clyde.
Rick Clyde.
Uh-oh. Something bad is about to happen. Well, my favorite scene's coming up. My favorite scene in the whole movie. Oh, the join us quote earlier in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's from Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah, I would have never known that.
Found that on the... Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Apparently it cost them a whole ton of money just to clear all of these standby for further information things. The Discovery logo and the MTV logo. It cost them a fortune, apparently. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. He won! I don't think they did a very good job of barricading that place. Really.
Nah.
Although I guess they probably didn't have a bunch of plywood to nail to the windows or anything. That's pretty eerie. This movie would be scary if it wasn't so funny. Uh-oh. Here we go. My favorite scene. I'm gonna have myself.
Kill the queen.
Kill the queen.
The queen.
This is the only time David actually jumps into action and actually tries to do anything. Pool cues.
Never once do they hit the bastard in the head.
I know. Well, I think they're using real pool cues, and the guy's got padding all around him. That's pretty nice. Nice little helicopter move there he made. The way they cut this with the music is really amazing, I think. The lights and everything. That's a shit ton of zombies, man. They don't have a chance against all of them. Uh-oh. Look out behind you, David. I love that, too. Them sort of dancing. Two seconds probably ought to be worth a drink, too. He says that a lot. Now, she hit him in the head a number of times.
Yeah.
This zombie takes some killing. This is good, too. And we just get just a tiny bit of Brian May's excellent guitar solo there, and then it goes away. I do love that song. Oh! I fucking knew it!
Twang!
There should have been blood all over that dart. There wasn't any. Look at him with the tire wrapped around his head. He's, Sean's starting to look a little bit like John McClane from, Die Hard.
A little like Chris Walken in The Deer Hunter, actually, with the headband.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Bertram Russell. Oh, but there's a sad scene coming up.
Yes, there is.
I don't know that I've ever made it through that scene without crying. I don't know if I want to cry on the commentary.
No, I've never cried.
I always cry. It gets me. This is good music, too. Hello. She just keeps saying hello.
Hello.
That would be lovely. Barbara's not all right. I'm surprised Phil let her continue to wear that her whole life after Sean's father.
Oh, Phil's a good guy.
Yeah, deep down. Uh-oh. Haven't you guys noticed she's been stuffing tissues up her sleeve? That's pretty gross. Uh-oh. Here come the zombies.
Aim for the heads.
He's not a good shot at all. Cock it. They should have let... I don't know why he didn't let Ed do this.
Yeah.
With all his, with all his PlayStation.
Experience.
Exactly. Well, he got one guy in the arm. 11:45.
Gotta hit one guy in the head, John.
There you
Come
go.
On.
There you go. Fortunately, the zombies are not moving very fast at all. Oh, there you go. Good shot, Sean. Fortunately, the zombies go away for a little while. Give us time for a nice, quiet, dramatic moment. He was a bit bitey. Oh my goodness, don't give the gun to him. Oh, and this is another interesting fact I read last night. The character of David was based a little bit on Dustin Hoffman's character of David in Straw Dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's also a pacifist. Oh. I think we're safe. I don't think I'm going to cry.
Oh, good.
Not tonight.
I'll just have to use my favorite line on you if you do.
What's that?
What's that?
What an asshole. Thought you were a pacifist. We're not using the Z word. He would never do it anyway. Here's a Reservoir Dogs moment. Oh, exacerbate. Drink. Here we go, Reservoir Dogs.
Well, worry about it then.
Yep, everybody knows. He's such an asshole, I cannot believe he starts talking to Liz. He should be apologizing to his girlfriend. Ooh.
Yeah.
Moaning. No! She's kind of a benign zombie, too. She just looks sad to be a zombie.
Yes.
Of course. He can't
even
do it.
Poor David, you idiot.
Coward. David sucks. See, look at Sean's shirt now.
Oh, yeah. What?
He tries, too. He clicked. He pulled the trigger. I was just lucky for Sean that it was unloaded. He's gonna get what's coming to him in just a second. You guys, sit tight. Oh, there's an outtake here where he apologizes to Liz. Just, Liz, I'm sorry. And she's like, not Liz. Oh. This is pretty awesome. He deserves it.
Yum! Entrails!
I don't know why she goes after him. I mean, he's clearly gone, and he's a prick. She should have just stayed where she was. Oh, one of the plot holes that they clear up in the extras also is that Di actually makes it through. She fights her way through the zombies, climbs a tree, comes down a couple days later when it's all blown over. According to the extras. There you go, that's a good shot. He's getting better. Uh-oh. Here comes Pete.
Fuck-a-doodle-doo.
Fuck-a-doodle-doo. Uh-oh. Ew. Pretty gory. That was a good shot. Things are looking pretty bleak for our heroes right about now.
Tune in next time, and we'll hear Sean say...
Ed!
Fire bad.
Fire bad. There's another F word. Have you guys been counting? There's another. Uh-oh. See, that's the woman they were making fun of the night before.
The box is a better shot than Sean is.
That was just a little bit of luck that they needed right then.
Yeah, that was the... To be in the room when they were working that up. Oh, oh, and there's a door in the floor! Oh, yeah, write that down!
That's why you should watch the part with the flip book, because it's got a lot of their thought processes in there. There's a whole ton of, like, backstory that they made up on all the characters that's not even in the movie, you know, like... Where Sean and Liz met, and all this backstory on David and Diane, who are barely in the movie. It's pretty cool. Well, now it's all over. I'm all out of things to drink. I can't go get something to drink.
Not at this juncture.
I know. He'd make a tasty snack for a zombie.
I'm not so sure about that.
A couple of zombies.
Of course, I guess to a zombie it wouldn't matter. He is rather unwashed.
That's right.
Probably for weeks and weeks.
Oh, I would imagine. Poor Sean, what a rotten day. I sure hope nobody's trying to listen to this without actually watching the movie. Because there's nothing for you.
You might want to put that as a disclaimer.
Yeah, perhaps I will. It's really more like watching the movie. with a few snippets of stuff from us, but not much. Ta-da!
Well, you were right about the sorry bit. That's not a drink.
Yeah. It only happens twice. We didn't come up with very many good drinks, either. I suppose everybody could say a drink every time somebody says fuck. Just that one scene with Pete would get you pretty ripped.
Yeah.
I like that little forehead touch. It's very sweet.
Oh, this chair is getting I'm getting podcasted on.
You're getting podcasted on ass?
Yeah.
An axe. Ooh, Sean's graduated to an... What happened to his cricket bat? Here they come. Here come the zombies.
Here they come.
Gay. This is a sort of rebirth for Sean and Liz. They come up from underground. What's she got? Oh, she's got a chain. Ooh. Boots on the ground.
In the head, army men.
Yeah,
you idiots.
No. Gotta get him in the head. There you go. There's a good headshot in there. There she is. See, she is... They're much more successful. She and her troop. Surviving. That, by the way, all the same... Dialogue all the way through. First time she meets Sean, how are you doing? Surviving. Second time, how are you doing? Surviving. Third time. Good luck! The end, but not really.
This is brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, Edgar writes in one of these scenes coming up. There's a scene of a bunch of zombies coming down a hill. There. He's the one in black who falls over. There. That was Edgar Wright. Z-Day. Z-Day anchor. 6 months on. He's some real guy.
Oh, there's Chris. There was Chris.
Yeah, there he is now. Oh, there's some good outtakes of that also. And there's Noel.
Yeah.
He's probably just as good at his job now as he was before he was a zombie. Oh, I love this, too.
Yeah.
The talk show thing. She's the woman... Yeah. The woman in the audience who asked, that woman, she's apparently really a talk show host. She's, you know, like a Sally Jesse Raphael type. Mm.
2 seconds.
Player two has entered the game.
And that's perfect right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's
good
perfect.
Music. Ed's zombie skills have improved a little bit. And that's the end of the movie. Yay.
Remember when people used to clap at the movies?
They still do. Sometimes when I go to the movies, they do sometimes.
I have been to a movie where people clap probably since Indiana Jones.
The only movies that I go see anymore, the only time I'll actually go out to a theater is if it's going to be some big blockbuster, like Star Trek. They clap at the end of Star Trek. Penelope Wilton was,
Mom.
Yeah, Mom.
Yay!
That was a good movie. Sorry, our commentary wasn't very good.
I stopped.
Did you?
I stopped.
You stopped the movie?
Yeah.
It's over. Well, I guess that'll be the end of our commentary then. Hope you guys enjoyed it. What little of it there was.
That's right. Hopefully it was one of your first times seeing the movie.
Exactly.
So.
Well, I don't expect anybody to watch a commentary without having seen the movie already. But, you know.
Well, I don't know.
I would recommend a lot of the extras that are on this DVD are really, really good. You guys should check them out. You too, Bet.
Yeah, I will do that. I'll do that one day. I'll take that to Mr. M's one weekend and late into the night I'll explore around.
Man, there's some good stuff. Anyway, so that was our commentary for Shaun of the Dead. Just, this is our spare episode for whenever we may need it, which, I don't know.
Yes.
Apparently, if you're listening to this,
this
that means
the,
we didn't have a real show
in case of emergency break glass
episode. Exactly. Yeah, so if you've been listening to this, it means that, we had other plans.
One of us is in the hospital.
One of us.
Right.
Could be.
Could be taking a holiday.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll talk to you all next time then. I'm Stenny.
I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and this was a Hucklebug special episode. Bye.